If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
And now, in the first round of the 1979 NFL Draft, fourth overall pick from the University of Arkansas, it's Dan Hampton. Dan, good morning. There wasn't a live TV special with thousands of people when you were picked, was there?
No. Hey, good morning, guys. Long time to talk. No, in fact, I heard about it 3 days later. And, I was watching last night, and 300,000 people in Pittsburgh to witness, more mediocrity from the Steelers. Unfortunately, guys, first off, this isn't the pick I would make, but it's a good pick. And Dylan Thineman is going to be a Chicago Bear for a long time. It's kind of weird how things have really changed since the end of the season. And, you got to think, we talked last year after the draft. I said, hey, this wasn't Ryan Poles' draft. This was Ben Johnson's draft. Well, that pick last night, I think that was Ryan Poles. So we're going to see how it all plays out. But, going into this draft, we needed some big physical difference makers. Up at the line of scrimmage, we didn't get it. And, obviously, Dylan Thineman was one of those kind of players that like a fine wine. It's an acquired taste. A lot of teams, did not want to go there, and he fell. He was projected in the top 15, the top 20. When he fell to 25, I think Ryan Poles, in an abstract way, wanted to say, hey, I'm not going to be a fool and let a great player slip by. So we nabbed him. But just like, going out and when Andy, sometimes you want to have steak and your wife says, let's eat sushi, you say, okay, whatever. Well, this is kind of a sushi pick. We'll see how well it works out in the future.
She would be surprised if I ever ate sushi, but that's okay. the thing is, you when you looked at the way the draft was kind of unfolding and a lot of the tackles were starting to go, and then there were some defensive linemen that were starting to go, do you get the sense that Ryan Poles said, well, these aren't the kind of guys that we targeted, so let's get this guy and then maybe see what we can do, wheeling and dealing maybe in the second and third round?
Well, there was three really good defensive line prospects. Right after the Bears picked, Peter Woods went. Zion Young is still on the board. Kendrick Falk was the 31st pick, big defensive end from Auburn. So there were a lot of really good prospects still available. But again, it's that little shiny, jewel that it kind of falls and everybody goes, well, wouldn't it be great, to have him? The one thing is, Ryan Poles came out afterwards and said, look, this is the most aggressive the Bears have ever been, meaning him, the most aggressive I've ever been about as far as a player in, looking at scheme fits. Now, all that's good. All that's good and fine, and I understand. Remember last year, Kevin Byard had an exceptionally great year. He was kind of given the door. Jaquan Brisker, he walked. They wanted to make difference, changes, especially at safety. But and I know, those safeties and all that, they really are great and all that if you get a pass rush. We haven't had a pass rush in 10 years. So, I would be thinking you're kind of putting the cart, in front of the horse here. But, again, that's why, the draft is kind of like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you get for a year or so.
Round two tonight, Bears pick number 57 and number 60. And then whenever they get to round three, they pick 89. So you're thinking, gotta help the pass rush. Is that it, Dan?
Absolutely. Bob, again, Okay, two things. The reason that the Bears and Dennis Allen, their defensive coordinator. Now, here's the thing. They're going after scheme fits for a defensive coordinator that was bottom third in everything except turnovers last year. I mean, if we have another season where our defense is 28th, 30th in the league like we are in pretty much every meaningful statistic, will he even be here? So you're drafting a player to fit a coach who may or may not be. So this whole thing is kind of like, a whole new direction. And I remember this. When we went up and played the Packers last year, remember how many big explosive plays the Packers had, where we had virtually nobody in position to cover them, and they kind of made us look foolish? Maybe that's kind of what stuck in their mind, and they're thinking, we got to get better at safety. We have to have more speed, more range. Well, they signed great safety from the Seattle Seahawks, who won the Super Bowl, by the way, Kobe Bryant. And now with Dinneman, they have completely changed the face and playability of that one position more than I've ever, probably seen in the NFL in my lifetime. But one last thing. Drake May was could have been the NFL Player of the Year. He set all kinds of records playing quarterback for the New England Patriots. How good did he look in the Super Bowl with a pass rush on him? He was awful. Mm. So I'm just saying, a pass rush has got to be something we're beating the drum about today. We've got two picks in the top 60 or so, as you said. And so, hey, we can still find guys. And the other thing is, maybe, just maybe, they're starting to believe that maybe Austin Booker or Kevin Hardy or even Montez Sweat can kind of man up and make a couple of, jumps and become the players that they're projected to be, not the ones that they currently are. So this is going to be interesting to see how they go about it here in the second round.
Well, you'll have a lot to talk about with OB and Andy. You guys are on the radio here Saturday, right?
Absolutely. We're going to be on tomorrow, 3 till 5 p.m. Andy's going to be kind of guiding us through this thing, this whole thing. But here's the one thing. There's so much to talk about as far as what happened, at the conclusion of the season, free agency, and now the draft. Ed Obradovich says he hasn't slept in 3 days. He can't wait.
Thanks, Dan. We'll be listening, and before you know it, we'll be talking about game one of the new season. Go Bears!
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go Bears!
Conversation with Dan Hampton, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com.